864-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, March the 11th, 2025 edition. Secretary of State Marco Rubio put out a post on his Twitter X account yesterday afternoon. I shared it on my page. Well, when he put this out, yesterday morning, 4:55 a.m. This post has gotten 9 million views. 35,000 people reposted it like I did. After a six-week review, we are officially canceling 83% of the programs and funding at the USAID. 5,200 contracts are now canceled, which have spent tens of billions of dollars in ways that did not serve, in parentheses, and in some cases even harmed, the core national interests of the United States. In consultation with Congress, we intend for the remaining 17% of programs that we're keeping, approximately 1,000, to now be administered more effectively under the State Department. Thank you to the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and our hardworking staff who have worked very long hours to achieve this overdue and historic reforms. Well, posting a comment, a reply to Secretary of State Marco Rubio's post was Elon Musk, his own personal account. Tough but necessary. Good working with you. The important parts of USAID should always have been with the Department of State. Folks, this is huge. Not only is it going to save our country tens of billions of dollars going forward, but it has fully exposed these 5,200 programs. The funding of these things, not only from our government, from the taxpayers, but going to foreign entities, going to various nonprofits, organizations. In doing the research, in doing the hard work of looking and finding where the money went, I believe some people are going to be prosecuted. I believe a lot of politicians are going to be exposed for receiving, and I should say deceiving, the United States taxpayers. This is absolutely the beginning of the end for some of these politicians, because when this information comes out, this is going to be embarrassing for them. One of the things that we are looking at here is global leadership. One of the people commenting on Marco Rubio's post said, spending this money isn't charity. It's a strategic investment in stability, security, and U.S. influence. You dismantling decades of progress only weakens America. The world is watching. I understand your point. It's a good point. You got a third world country. It's impoverished. A lot of poor people. They don't have infrastructure. They don't have potable drinking water. They don't have sewer systems. They don't have good health care. They don't have good education. Africa, there's certain parts of Africa, for example, that fit that description. What this person is saying is if you don't provide aid in the name of the United States, China, Russia, other countries could possibly come in and provide that aid and gain influence in these third world undeveloped countries. Valid point. Definitely something you have to look at. But one thing you have to understand, not all of these 5,200 contracts fit into that mold. Not all 5,200 of them are being spent in impoverished third world countries. And one thing that you have to understand is we have laws on the books. Conspiracy to commit an offense or to defraud the United States. 18 U.S. Code 371. You have to understand that this is from the Legal Information Institute. If two or more persons conspire either to commit an offense against the United States or to defraud the United States or any agency thereof in any manner or for any purpose, and one or more such persons do any act to affect the object of the conspiracy, shall be fined under this title and imprisoned for not more than 5 years or both. It's in our laws. So the question is, how many people potentially are part of this conspiracy against the United States, against the taxpayers? One of the things you have to understand, this process, folks, is going to be investigated. Department of Justice, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, others are going to be looked at by these people. And I believe some of them may actually be criminally charged under this code. But what you have to look at is the amount of money we're talking about. And this has been going on for decades. Who is the first president that created this USAID, USAID agency, entity? President John F. Kennedy. President John F. Kennedy is the one who started it. And it has absolutely grown into this huge, huge monstrosity of an organization. Well, 83% of the programs are hereby canceled. The money is stopping. And we'll see where this goes. They still have 1,000 out of 6,200 that are remaining in place. But now they will be managed and overseen by the State Department. Who is Secretary of State? Marco Rubio. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. One of the other things you have to look at here, folks, how much of this waste, fraud, and abuse is happening here in our state of Michigan? I believe we need a Department of Government Efficiency here at the state level. For the life of me, I cannot understand how this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has taken our state budget to run Lansing from $56.8 billion when handed to her by Governor Rick Snyder in January of 2019. And here we are 6 years and 2 months. 2025, March. 6 years and 2 months later, and she's talking about an $86 billion budget. $30 billion increase from just 6 years ago. This is insanity, people. So, what will the next governor do about it? What will the next governor do about this budget? Because what she's done, basically, is increased it by 52%. 52%. In 6 years. Folks, you're looking at almost 9% growth per year under this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. What business, what personal household has gone up every single year 9% in your budget spending? Nobody I know. Nobody you know, but this is what this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has done to our state. It's got to stop, and we have got to start looking at where the money's going. We need a complete forensic audit of our budget in Lansing, line by line, department by department. How much paper do you buy? How many paper clips? How many computers? How many chairs? How many employees? We need to look at all of it. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
and don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. John over in Ottaway says, Randy, what do you think will become of the savings? Maybe shore up Social Security? There'll be all kinds of things that Donald Trump and his cabinet will be looking at. The border, national security, probably the top of mind, where some of the money will go. Also, I believe that when they get done auditing the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth working with Elon Musk, the amount of money they're going to save there in the defense of our country. This one other department, USAID, doing different types of investigations into various different bureaucratic agencies, department. There's going to be a whole host of things they will make a top priority. One of them absolutely will be restoring the Social Security lockbox. Something that Bill Clinton and the Democrats raided years ago to balance our budget. That will definitely be shored up, as well as Medicare. Because of the cost of medicine today, Medicare is hemorrhaging, and that needs to be shored up as well. I think there's going to be a whole list of priorities that they'll come up with. Because as they look at what ails America, realizing that with these savings, these cuts, not only can they pay down on the debt, reducing the interest payments we owe, but they can actually invest in things that will make the lives of Americans better. Tariffs right now being flip-flopped back and forth. Well, Canada just announced a 25% tariff on electricity coming into northern states, Michigan being one of them. They're predicting that these tariffs from Canada electric providers could end up costing us $100 a month in higher electric bills. if we use or consume Canadian energy, electricity. Well, Donald Trump says it's illegal. They can't even do it. But they are. So, what does Donald Trump counter with? No problem. I'm going to double the tariffs from 25% to 50% on aluminum and steel coming out of Canada, entering the United States. You want to play games? You want to play tariff war with me? You got it. So what happens tomorrow morning? Tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum are getting doubled, their tariffs coming into the United States. I'm going to tell you guys something right now. You don't want to fight Donald Trump. You want a trade war? You do not, trust me, want to go into a trade war with Donald Trump. I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen. You're going to lose. Donald Trump's a fighter. When he starts a war, he does not lose. This will absolutely cause Canada great pain. Sit on your steel. Sit on your aluminum. You know what? We'll find out ways to get electricity to Michigan without buying it from Canada. Not only will we not pay your tariffs, we won't use your energy anymore. What are they going to do with that electricity they've been selling to us? When Donald Trump says, that's okay, we'll figure out a way to replace it at a cheaper cost, maybe even causing our electric bills to go down as opposed to going up. Yeah, this is going to be very, very interesting, folks. And again, I don't like talking national politics, national news, but it's breaking right now. And again, tomorrow morning, these tariffs go into effect. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So again, I just want to remind you, put it on your calendar for this Saturday. VFW Post in Harbor Springs, Gun Show, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. And then Saturday afternoon, text me Grand and I'll send you the flyer to meet you over at the Iron Pig. The grand new party pack, raising some money, helping good patriots get elected in 2026. Come have some pulled pork, break bread. Have a great time Saturday afternoon there in downtown Gaylord at the Iron Pig. So just text me Gun Show if you want that flyer, or Grand if you want the information about the Iron Pig on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and